And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of March 10th. This week in 1997, Sir Paul McCartney was knighted by Britain's Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace. The remaining Beatles turned down a $225 million offer to do a reunion tour in 1996. The Supremes received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 1994. In 1963, Manfred Mann had their very first concert, and they were calling themselves at the time the Mann Hug Blues Brothers. It took place at the Marquee Theatre in London. In 1969, Paul McCartney married Linda Eastman. John Lennon and Harry Nilsson were thrown out of the Troubadour nightclub on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles for heckling the Smothers Brothers, who were performing there. Happened in 1974. In 65, Eric Clapton left the Yardbirds. Bob Seger received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1988. Elvis Presley's movie Charo opened in 1969. In 1963, Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers was fined £60 for evading British customs with a German-bought guitar. Fabian was voted the most promising new talent by the viewers of American Bandstand this week in 1959. Petula Clark made her American TV debut on The Ed Sullivan Show this week in 1965. Rock Around the Clock with Bill Haley, the Platters, and Freddie Bell and the Bell Boys premiered in Washington, D.C. this week in 1956. The very first gold record was awarded this week in 1958. It went to Perry Como for Catch a Falling Star. Colonel Tom Parker officially became Elvis Presley's manager this week in 1956. In 1972, a Los Angeles disc jockey played Donny Osmond's Puppy Love for 90 straight minutes. And police eventually raided the station, fearing foul play. It was just something foul that was playing. Tower Records released Freddie and the Dreamers, I'm Telling You Now, on the U.S. market in 1965. Bobby Darin sings Ray Charles was released this week in 1962. In the studio, Grand Funk recorded Closer to Home in 1970. Buddy Holly and the Crickets cut Maybe Baby in 57. Ricky Nelson recorded Travelin' Man this week in 1961. The Chords recorded the original version of Shaboom in 54. Fats Domino recorded Ain't That a Shame in 1955, and Sandy Posey cut Born a Woman in 1966. Birthdays: Dean Torrance from Jan and Dean is 79, Cheryl Lynn 62, Katie Kassoon from Mac and Katie Kassoon is 68, Little Johnny Taylor born this week in 1943. Lawrence Welk was born this week in 1903. Art Todd, the husband of Dottie Todd, and together, of course, they had that beautiful song, Chanson d'Amour. He was born this week in 1914. James Taylor is 71. Paul Kantner from Jefferson Airplane, born this week in 1951. Leonard Chess from Chess Records, born in 1917. Neil Sedaka is turning 80. Songwriter Mike Stoller, who wrote Hound Dog, Kansas City, most of the songs for the Coasters, and so many others, along with his partner Jerry Lieber, he's having a birthday. He's 86. Phil Phillips is 93. Producer Quincy Jones is 86. Rick Dees is 69. Mike Love from the Beach Boys is turning 78. Sly Stone from Sly and the Family Stone is 76. Nancy Wilson from Heart is 65. Betty Johnson is turning 90. And Michael Murphy is 74. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of March 10th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. And then click blog. As well, just say, Alexa, Treasure Island Oldies, to hear the latest rock and roll news. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.